This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after. I hesitate to start the same way that I usually do because I'm liable to be held in contempt here because my colleagues are making fun of me and how I present this program as it gets started every week. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is the official overview.
Have you noticed, if you look back at all of the recordings of this show for the past 30 years...
How can you look back at a recording?
I don't know. I'm mixing my metaphors and my senses.
Are.
But
yes.
You'll notice that you're laughing at the beginning of this show 80, 90% of the time. Now, why do you think that is?
I'm chuckling because you and I have such a wonderful rapport. I enjoy the conversation that we have each week. It's sort of an island. As the Talk Radio Countdown Show is an island, our relationship up on a, not on a pedestal, but on an island.
The show should start 5 minutes earlier than it does.
Oh,
so
okay.
People can hear the pre-show.
Yeah, right, exactly. You taking shots at me, thanks very much.
Wow, we're just kidding with you. We tease Doug a little bit here.
Yes,
here
yes,
at
sir.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Like, yes. It's such a place. Don't
yes,
you love
yes.
that?
Here
yeah.
at... Right. Here we are in the ethos, in the
exactly.
atmosphere, taking all the oxygen out of the room, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
all right, so we have the charts
yeah,
for this week. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have a number of things that, if you'll pardon the pun, do take the oxygen out of the room, including the number 10 item this week on the story list.
Oh, boy, what a disturbing story, I guess, is the word. And that's the missing submersible, the Titan, Titanic thing, a real-life reality show, and it didn't
but you know,
happily.
But one of the things, under the circumstances, it takes us off of the wheel of politics. How there's no political angle, or has somebody found a political angle to this? I haven't seen it yet or heard it, but somebody could have come up with a political angle to this. It just seems like one of those tragic things that captures everybody's attention. And then when you see the debris that's found on the ocean floor, hundreds of miles from the coast, and what these people went through, or actually what they didn't, because they were dead instantly. The thing collapsed upon itself, and that was the end of them.
They probably so, went off, obviously.
Yeah, right.
The
fast.
Torture of,
right. Yeah.
Of slowly losing their life support and knowing what awaited them. But you bring up an interesting question about the kind of story that takes us off the left-right politics.
Off the grid, yeah.
There will be an investigation. There already is as to why this happened. And, you know, there's this whole field of tourism, you know, where it's dangerous tourism. Where,
yeah.
Where you're going on a...
You're going up on a rocket ship. Who the...
Yeah, rocket ship, a submersible, trips to Antarctica. There's all kinds of stuff out there that's for the adventurous and for the wealthy adventurous. These are usually... You pay a lot of money for the opportunity.
$250,000 for this ride.
Yeah, to risk your life. But I was being interviewed the other day about this topic with a talk show host on the air, and we talked about the history of these things, that there always seems to be every year one or two of these type of adventure stories, miners being trapped in a mine, a kid being stuck at the bottom of a well, an airplane landing without its landing gear, You know,
distraction.
And sometimes they make movies out of it. Remember Apollo 13, how the world was on the edge of its collective seat.
Great movie.
And it actually was based on a real story.
Yeah.
Apollo 13, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great movie.
A lot of times we learn about these things by the movie that it's made,
yes,
as opposed to when it really happens.
Often.
Even Woodstock, when it happened, was a disaster story. When it was actually happening in real time, all those kids up in
that led to Kent State and that sort of thing as well.
It's an interesting aspect of the news. The Russia-Ukraine war is at number 9. Discussion about Supreme Court ethics is number 8. U.S.-China relations at 7. Number 6, McCarthy and the hardliners are battling with each other. He's got his hands full with his own party. Biden's impeachment, whatever that's worth, at number 5, that's going to be a blip on the screen. The House and its involvement in censuring Schiff at number 4, another bit of BS. At number 3, the 2024 presidential race, which we're going to be with for a long time. At number 2, the Hunter Biden plea deal. And number 1, Trump's legal issues. On the people survey, we have Vladimir Putin at 10. At number 9, Justice Samuel Alito. Xi Jinping is at 8. Number 7, Lauren Boebert, controversial congresswoman who's involved in this impeachment thing. Adam Schiff is at 6. Kevin McCarthy at 5. Hunter Biden at 4. Number 3 is Jack Smith. Number 2 is Donald Trump. Number 1 is Joe Biden. And it's been another wacky week in the world.
Back to the Titan sub and the passengers and how sad it is under the circumstances. The people who run this company have already been sued for like $250 million or something else that happened. This thing, the thing that I find strange, the folks at OceanGate have said this particular machine has been down many times. So what was there about it this time that made it collapse? When it's been down, it has gone to see. This company is all based on the Titanic and sending people down to look at the wreck. It's 2.5 miles below the surface of the water. So what, you know, you can't see anything without the lights on. It's not like you can, you know, you're looking around. Once you go down to about 400 feet, everything's dark. And so the ride down, and they don't have really, there's one little portal that they have on that thing, according to what I saw, anyway.
Well, you can't have too many windows because the pressure that it faces
would
obviously implode it anyway.
Right.
2.5 miles under the ocean is gigantic.
It takes
a couple of hours just to get down there. They can't just go straight down. They have to ease their way down.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Obviously, it's very dangerous. I'm sure people sign disclaimers and waivers and things.
Oh, sure.
You know,
if you die, don't come after us. Yeah.
But I don't know. Would you go on such a voyage?
No, I don't. I don't like. I was slated to go into the subsurface because that was in my family, and I'm just happy I didn't when I was going to go into the Navy. I'm claustrophobic, kind of. I mean, it's all a mental thing, claustrophobic.
Well, yeah, I'm claustrophobic.
This is a small little tank going down there. I'd rather be in a capsule going up than be in a capsule going down, frankly. What about you? Mm.
I do not like the idea of being in a cave, in any kind of situation where you're in a tunnel, where you're in an enclosed vehicle, in a dangerous situation. Even as a kid, sometimes kids would go, let's climb in that water, tunnel, things of that nature. I never would do that. And I'm always amazed when I see, on these documentaries, people exploring caves, and they sometimes have to get smaller people to be able to go into the real tight places, and I don't know if I could handle that.
Wasn't it with you? Didn't we go into, when we were in Israel, one of the trips, didn't we go into a place with stalactites and stalagmites?
We went into King David's tombs or caves. We went under the city of Jerusalem. You and I went through a situation that was borderline of what I would feel comfortable
with. I remember the me too.
Didn't
I say, why are we doing this? I kept that thing.
We weren't happy about it.
No.
And I hadn't thought about it since then.
Till now.
But, you know, and do you remember there was water dripping? And
yeah, that's what I'm saying then. What comes next? The water, the stalagmites, or whatever the ones
I've got to go. I've got to go and Google this and see what it was, because I sublimated it. It's been a number of years since you and I did that, but you and I were crawling through, basically crawling through tight spaces deep under the city of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
I mean, there were like catwalks and... it's all a blur to me, Doug. That is so strange. I forgot we did that.
I'm remembering when we came out from underneath the city and we looked across, we could throw a stone over onto the Mount of Olives on the other side. You remember that? We actually came out to see daylight. It was, I blamed you because I think you tried to talk me into going. I said,
It was one of those lifetime experience. How could you not do it, you know?
Right, exactly.
And, wow. Yeah. All right. Well, that was. But that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. But I mean, they're exploring places that haven't been explored, and they're looking for bones from early, you know, humans. Yeah. And matter of fact, I just read something recently about that where they had to hire women of a certain size to get them into these caves where they're trying to find a new species of humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine what it would feel like if you're suddenly stuck and you can't get out, and that's it.
Not fun.
No.
All right, here's something else to think about as we are wandering in our minds as to finding a better place. That's the worst place. We're going to a better place. Okay, so I'm going to send you in a better place when it comes to healthy weight loss. There is no better place than the Halls of Calotren. Calotren. The information all over their website from people all over the world, frankly, who have gone on to this program, used this product for healthy weight loss, because it's a certified, genuinely, no drugs, no anything bad. It's the FDA has approved what they're all about. It's tested for quality and purity every single day. So for men and women and people trying to lose weight, go to toploss.com and enjoy the results you get from taking all natural Calotren. Check out, use the code Doug, and you get extra special benefits like free shipping.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon, or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Never! The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Change after the hour now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen going through the numbers, some of the ancillary stories. At number seven on the people list is Lauren Boebert, who is a congresswoman. And it used to be that she and our pal Marjorie Taylor Greene were friends. However, this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene called Lauren Boebert a little bitch on the House floor.
Nice. Did you see the video of the two of them going at it?
I think it would be a good wrestling match. How about we put them in a cage?
They had a fight. They were fighting, not physical fight, but the arms were pointing. Right. And the speaker, whoever was running the session, was trying to get them to shut up. Would you please sit down or get out or go to the back of the room? And
I've donated to you. I've defended you. But you've been nothing but a little to me. And you copied my articles of impeachment after I asked you to co-sponsor them. Okay, Marjorie, we're through, she said. And then they kept going on with their accusations back and forth with each other. I'm sure it was. I didn't see the video. But then afterwards, Ms. Boebert made it clear. She said, "I want to make sure everybody understands Marjorie is not my enemy. I came here to protect her and our prosperity.
Right.
Yeah. And to get rid of those Democrats who are destroying our country.
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay. There you go.
Let's turn it all over to congresspersons such as them.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we pay a lot of attention because it's great fodder for conversation, frankly. You know, you look at the Hunter Biden plea deal, which is number two this week, and I think most of us can agree, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, Democrats weren't so out there as the Republicans were. But that was that's when you get right down to brass tacks and pointing fingers of guilt and how people are treated. That guy is obviously the son of the president, and the son. The president made sure that his son and son, I mean, I can't see it any other way. Do you? What a sweetheart deal. Well, Hunter Biden pled out for all the things that he's been charged with. Instead of, you know, there's no trial. I don't want to be embarrassing my father. I think that's what was going on behind the scenes, where his father said, "You can't embarrass me, so make a deal."
Right,
and
it's the son. You know, it's the son. It's, yeah. it's not Biden himself. It's his son. And
well, there's some people who say it is.
But the point is, they're all scoundrels.
Yeah,
and they're scoundrels to different degree. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of but what aboutism going on. Well, what about this? Well, how about that? Well, you know, two wrongs, three wrongs, four wrongs. How many wrongs make a right? I cover all this in my work. These charts are charts of what's being talked about in this format. These are not necessarily the most important stories of all time. These are what people are talking about. But I'll be very honest with you. Personally, I think much of this is crap.
You know what? I'm looking at some of the things, thinking back on some of the things that both Boebert and Green have said, you know, about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. I remember once, I think that she's made statements about Muslims for sure, but she also said the fires in California were started by a space laser.
Yeah, a Jewish space laser.
Right, 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms the submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor and its five passengers are dead. A robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic wreckage yesterday afternoon. It disappeared Sunday about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts in the North Atlantic. With more than 30 descents to Titanic, James Cameron on ABC News believes the design of the Titan submersible was flawed from the start.
You know, this OceanGate sub had sensors on the inside of the hull to give them a warning when it was starting to crack. And I think if that's your idea of safety, then you're doing it wrong. And they probably had warning that their hull was starting to delaminate, that they had dropped their ascent weights and they were coming up trying to manage an emergency.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm April. Maybe I should start this half hour with that. How many of us remember that great slogan? 34 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He and his staff every week go through what's going on at the important programs, radio stations. What's it all about? And this week, we have the usual potpourri of things. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, because you're usually very, very good at assessing things like the NBA draft, which has been held, and there are a lot of surprises, including the signing of people whose names nobody can pronounce, like Victor, how do we do this? Wembanyama. Benyama, I think. Is that it?
I don't know. I try not to waste tongue energy.
Good for you, Michael. This kid's 19 years old. He's 7'4". He's from France, apparently. He's played over there. So I just see how this stuff becomes. But this week, I am lost. I'm trying to Google it as we're speaking. The Saudis got involved in something beside the PGA. And I went off on a toot on it. And I'll be doggone if I can remember what it was that they have plied their interest in now to kind of corrupt yet another American sport. And what it all, you know, they're in league with the Chinese. And here we are, we're all, you know, the American presidents, all to the person, pat the Saudis on the back, what wonderful people they are. Meanwhile, they're killing journalists, they kill women who look at them cross-eyed, they're making deals with the Chinese communists, and yet, yeah, this is my friend, the crown prince fart. Excuse me, did I just say that? Anyway.
You said a dirty word.
Uh-oh. No, I don't think that's dirty. You can say that in the air now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so anyway. No,
but the point is that if you look at our relationships and our involvements, there's a tremendous amount of corruption and inconsistency and hypocrisy.
Sure.
Politics. Mm-hmm. And politics is rooted in greed. Most of these things have to do with money. You know, you say that the Saudis are corrupting American sports. Well, maybe American sports are already corruptible. I just think we replace one scandal with another before the first one's resolved. If you look back,
so have we resolved the Anheuser-Busch business with Dylan Mulvaney? Has that been resolved? Apparently, according to Garth Brooks, it has been, because he's going to serve Bud Light at his new Nashville bar. And people are saying, no, how can you? And he had something to say. He said, quote, if you're an a-hole, there are plenty of other places to go to drink whatever you want to drink.
In a way, he's banking on short-term memory syndrome. People aren't going to remember who this Dylan, whatever the hell her name is. A really talented performance artist, in my opinion, and not a true representative of any type of a social movement in terms of sexual and gender identity. It's just a, in my opinion, just a really funny actor who's thumbing his nose at everything. But how do I know? That's just my impression. But as far as Garth Brooks is concerned, no one's going to remember why Bud Light was in the controversial spotlight 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now.
Of course not.
No one's going to remember what it
cost
is.
Cost him a lot of money in stock value in one day, though.
Well, like and as you know, it's old paper.
The value comes back. Yep. All right, number four on our story list, focusing on House censures, Nancy Pelosi has referred to House Republicans in the collective this week. They are miserable because of the action they took to censure Adam Schiff. She's referred to them in many different ways. She got up on the House floor, said that the Republicans had turned Congress into a puppet show. Mm-hmm. And the puppeteer is Donald Trump.
Right.
You look miserable. Right? Instead of you look gorgeous, you look...
You're right. Yeah. It's turned into a puppet show.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And she was a great puppeteer herself when she was there.
Oh, one of the great puppeteers.
Yes.
I guess you've really got to be a clever devil to successfully be the House Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough job.
It is. I think McCarthy has done, I wasn't sure about him, and I didn't really much care on all the hoopla was going on, but I think he's done a pretty good job of trying to bring people together. At least he seems to be bringing. Outwardly, doesn't it look like, or am I being kidded?
He's trying to bring people together because that's the job.
Yeah.
That's the job. But, no, I have nothing but disdain for all of the leadership on both sides. I'm way past the point of going, well, you know, she's doing a good job. They're all disgusting to me.
I'm being honest.
I find them to be corrupted, warped, hateful, dishonest people.
All right. So then let's turn to one of our brethren here for your thoughts on what Mark Walters is going through. He was the founder, I guess I should use the president, or I'm not sure whether he's the president of the past, Armed America Radio. He has filed a defamation lawsuit against OpenAI, claiming that they used his voice and some other stuff against him. I think this is the first defamation complaint against this. This is a company that a lot of radio folks are using, ChatGPT. I think that's what the name of it is.
Something like that.
So where do these things? How many are you? Are we going to see?
I think the topic that you're bringing up is interesting in as much as we're now entering a field of intellectual property,
mm-hmm.
Rights. You know, copyrights, who owns what, royalties, all of this is stuff that's going to be hashed out on the legal front in the coming days, weeks, months, and years due to the ascent of artificial intelligence.
Mm. Do you think it will replace our voices on talk radio?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so we have no Just as
when you record your voice, you're replacing your voice on talk radio with a representation of your voice that's technologically produced.
Yeah, but I'm in charge of my voice when I do that, whether I'm on the air
live. You might replace your voice yourself. You might reach the point where you get old man voice, you know, where you wake up one morning and you sound like an old man. You go, what the hell happened? And then you'll go back to the info banks and you'll recreate your own voice and you'll play it on a keyboard. We have to understand the difference between technology and art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the first cavemen were painting pictures on the walls of the caves and somebody invented a paintbrush, they were doing it with their fingers. There was a big outrage among the cave artists going, that's not art. You're using a brush. That's technology. That's a tool. That's not fair. Art can only be created with your fingers. And it's always been that way. It takes great art to be able to use AI in a way that rises it up to just, you know, being like when Cinerama first came out, they had, you go to the movies and you'd be on a roller coaster.
Oh, it was great. I love it.
Or Stereo. Stereo was first demonstrated as a ping pong match.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly but surely, the artists learn how to use the new technology. So do I think that artificial voices and images and all that are going to replace? Yeah, definitely. But they still will be art. And we have to work our way
inspiring
through.
Inspiring art?
It'll be, of course it'll be inspiring. It's the computer cannot do anything that a person hasn't taught it to do. The paintbrush cannot paint a swath of paint that doesn't originate in the artist's brain. So now you've got better tools with which to work. But the tools are not going to, by themselves, come up with any insights, with any message. You can use the tools to scam people. You can use the tools to create bad messages. But the tools are just tools. And this is something that I guess it's hard to wrap our brains around.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about artificial intelligence taking jobs from DJs. There are no DJs anymore.
No, and, I'm not talk hosts, though.
Well, most of the talk hosts, and I love them dearly, and I think that this is the greatest bellwether of American public opinion in the media, and I think that talk radio is a support system for the First Amendment. I believe all of that. But that being said, for me to have any credibility whatsoever and have the kind of longevity I've had as an opinion maker or opinion reflector in this business is that 99% of what you hear on the radio are people doing talking points.
Right. That one
they're using their own voices.
Yeah.
They're not saying anything original.
You know, it's interesting. I talked about that earlier today, and I don't know if I gave Mark Levin too much credit or not, but much of what is used on the right-wing talk radio programs is stuff that he generates through his 501c3, his research. And I remember Limbaugh used to actually give him credit. The two of them would spend an hour or so a day on the phone with each other talking about how to approach various issues. And I thought that was kind of an interesting reality, and it brought to mind, although Limbaugh is good at cleverly hiding like speech, but some of the people that are doing it are not that clever, and therefore it sounds like the same thing. I read a review this week from a fellow that owns a talk radio station who was listening to his own station. He said, wait a minute, what, everything sounds the same on my station. Do I want that? And so I think that's the decision that a lot of, is that what people want to listen to? There's plenty of support for talk radio, the number one format, according to a lot of different research. Listen, before we run out of time, though, I want you to touch on this. Number eight on the charts this week is the Supreme Court, and the fact that the survey that's come out finds really low levels of trust for the Supreme Court. They'll be finishing their decisions in another week or so. There are a lot of different things, the student loan thing, affirmative action stuff, rights of individuals, ethics and stuff. And so they're going down the same road as politicians because politicians have sent them down that road because everything has become so political. Agree with that statement or not?
Yeah, I totally agree with that statement. I'm not sure it hasn't always been that way. It's just that
really?
There's a tremendous amount of politics associated with the Supreme Court. After all, the Supreme Court...
So what good is it then? I mean, it's not objective, so what
the
hell is it?
It's only good if the legal profession has ethics and principles that it considers to be more important than politics.
Lawyers?
All of this is only good. Yeah, right. How about the medical profession? Ethics and integrity are part of the recipe for this to work. If we don't have it, then it doesn't work.
48 past the hour on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Time. One of the characters in the Entourage television show, which was on for several years, I think 3 or 4 years, produced by Mark Wahlberg, one of the people in Entourage, the brother of the main character, was called Drama. Remember that, Chucker?
That's Kevin Dillon, right?
It was Kevin Dillon.
I like that show. I actually like the movie. I mean, you know, people knocked that show toward the end, but I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, good. Absolutely. All right, so why the Batman theme again?
Because this day in, I want to talk about this, this day in movie history, June 23rd, 1989, Tim Burton's Batman hit theaters amid the controversy of casting a comedian named Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne. Batman, Jack Nicholson got a lot of money to play the Joker. Tim Burton was a relatively unknown director other than Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It was a first forte into a serious live-action Batman on the big screen. I enjoyed it. I saw it. I ended up seeing it like 9 times in the theater. No movie was ever marketed more aggressively in my lifetime than Batman. There were 3 films in my lifetime, Doug, that really were game changers. Jaws in 75, which altered the way studios released movies from winter to summer. Star Wars in 77, simply because it was Star Wars and something completely different. And it was then Batman in 89, which changed the way movies are marketing and geared studios to basically get people in for the weekend opening. That's what they wanted. A lot of marketing dollars to get people into the opening weekend, and then hopefully films would have legs. But I remember like a month before Batman came out, Warner Brothers spent a lot of money running 3-minute coming attraction trailers on almost every TV station at the same time promoting this film. I've never seen anything like it. I grew up in New York. Batman logos on subways and buses, and 2020 Barbara Walters did a 1-hour special the night before it opened. The marketing was incredible, and it really changed. It was a game changer for both good and not so good.
Yeah. Well, so it continues. Look at the marketing right now for Mission Impossible. The more I look at this and get the hype, a $90 million opening, and I think it's next week, is it not?
It's mid-month. Next week we got Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see what kind of hole Flash has week to week. I mean, there's so many naysayers looking for this movie to crash and burn. And a spin-off story, I hate to be a negative story, but the reality is Warner Brothers, Variety reported that Warner Brothers is selling off $500 million in assets in their music and movie library, primarily themes to movies for $500 million. It's an older catalog.
Whoever
wants to buy. I guess Sony's has interest. It's older, so it'll be a little bit tougher, but that's really just a drop in the bucket of the amount of debt Warner Brothers is in. You know, people don't realize, they think, you know, oh, it's a studio's been around for 100 years like Warner Brothers, they have to be financially okay. But in this case, not so much. I mean, they've really, that's why they took that massive write-off on the Batgirl movie, trying to clean their books out and get the company right. But The Flash is good, will be, even though I think it's a very good movie, I thought it was very entertaining. I recommend people see it. Michael Keaton back 31 years later to play Batman. I think the guy's awesome in this film. I don't understand all the negativity toward it, but it had a weak opening.
It's got too much of the same. It's the same old stuff. Blow him up, kill the bad guy.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not, and it's going to be interesting this weekend with this new comedy, No Hard Feelings, with Jennifer Lawrence, tracking around $12 million. I mean, years ago, a movie like this would probably do a lot better. It's a $45 million movie. She probably got $15 or $20 million of that.
It's her movie. Wasn't it her idea?
I don't know how it came about. But, you know, this is a movie that would be what they call counter-programming. 5 years ago or before that, I don't know what you call it now. The studio that's releasing it is just probably praying it has a good or decent opening weekend, because it's so hard to cut through the red tape of all the superheroes.
I saw the trailer for it, and I like her a lot. I wasn't impressed with the trailer.
Well, it's sort of really edgy. But from what I read, it's not nearly as edgy as they're promoting it. That actually is a feel-good friendship movie, but they're promoting it in a certain way, trying to pull in a certain crowd.
They're sensationalizing, like, can I touch your weenie? You know, the kids got hot dirty. Yeah, exactly. That stuff. Meanwhile, Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible. Look forward to. That's in the trailer.
It's like it's there, Doug.
That's exactly what I'm doing, Chucker.
I got it.
On that. All right, Chuck Curley. Ed Curley. Good, Doug. Chuck Curry,
thank
who is
you,
our movie man, the Movie Moments on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do?
I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.